Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Do you want to play video games all day? So do we. And by we, I mean me. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
A little inside baseball. That was my dog shaking because she wants to be my lap right now. Mm-hmm. And
Her needs are not being met, Sarah.
Her needs are being met. And I can't because I'm podcasting, but you can't reason with a almost 13-year-old's like half blind like shih tzu. Like
she's the guy that goes on the date with Felicity and speaks French to the waitress and yeah. is just like, I don't have time for any of this. Like, I'm gonna yeah. answer your questions with one word answers, actually.
Yeah. So like I have placed her on a chair right next to me where she is in like very like touchable distance, but apparently that's not good enough because this bitch wants to be on my lap.
Yeah. No, right she now. Can tell the difference. She's like, this is not suitable for my needs.
Yeah. So I'm trying to be like, I'm trying to reason with her. I'm like, Belle, I'm podcasting. This makes me 0.0 cents a month. Like, don't you want your expensive, dietary urinary dog food that you demand, you know, prescription based from the doctor.
She lives in the life of luxury. And
or your $100 yeah. grooming services.
Oh my god, that's so expensive.
Like, don't. Oh, now she's literally climbing on my lap.
What an unhinged way to start a podcast.
Yeah, I had like a whole other thing planned about blind dates, blah, blah, blah. But I guess this is where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
We're going here. And like usual, I have given in. The dog is on my lap because I'm the weakest link, you know?
Oh, well, this is we've been new about that.
Yeah. So yeah. like if you didn't know this about me, and I am all dogs at all times. Know that I am the weakest link.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how. And it's even before I start giving it in. It's yeah. like a vibe thing. Yeah. They know. Like, they come right to me asking for people food. They come. Mm-hmm. They, like, walk all over me. Ruby, our other dog, she, like, never really whined. But when I came around, she whines now. And she gets it. Like... starting at 7:30 in the morning,
She comes to my side of the bed and she sits and she starts whining for her food. Mm-hmm. And then I give in because I hate to hear her whine, and then I feed her. But yeah, they just know. All the dogs know. I'm the weakest link. It's okay. I'm a beta bitch. Yeah.
I don't know how to naturally segue into talking about Felicity.
We'll crash into
this episode of Felicity. Huh? It's titled Crash, the episode.
You would think Season 2, episode 5 would be called Crash.
I don't really understand why this. Oh, because of the video game Crash Bandicoot. That's why.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. So
I think that's what they're playing. Yeah.
Another little like fun fact about me is that I was never allowed to, I think like Elena, actually, I was never allowed to play video games when I was a mm-hmm. kid. I think like my first video game was The Sims. Well, yeah. I mean, like I got to play like Jumpstart second grade and like educational
things. Games. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was never allowed to have like a Nintendo or a PlayStation or Game Boy. They wanted me to be creative. Mm-hmm. Which I think is fine, but yeah, I never was. My first video game is The Sims. Now, you, I think, were a Game Boy girly.
Oh yeah, certainly. Our first system that we had was like a Super Nintendo, I think. And then it was mostly my brother. So I have an older brother and he was like very into video games. And then naturally, of course, I started getting into them as well. So we had like a Nintendo 64. I had a Game Boy Color growing up, very much into games. However, I will say there is a bit of a gap in my knowledge with like early PlayStation games, which is what they're playing in this episode. Yeah. In that we were a Nintendo family, so I did not own a PlayStation. I've not ever played Crash Bandicoot. So I'm lacking in that specific knowledge, but I can speak to like generally playing video games. I still like to play video games now, so
yeah. I don't like the only video game, like I played The Sims, as I said, and that was like an interesting thing. It was The Sims 1, and I only had access to it because for whatever reason, like my dad owned it, and I think he had like the entire suite. Like there was like SimCity, The Sims, like Sim Ant or something like that.
What is and Sim Ant? Like AUNT or ANT?
Like ants, like the bug. ANT. Okay. My deepest fear. One of my deepest fears.
Why is there a Sims Ants?
I don't know. Like it was a colony thing. I'm not quite sure. So then I came across his thing and his like CD case, and I was like, oh, The Sims, this looks interesting. And like that, I played The Sims for hours. And The Sims 2 and The Sims 3 and The Sims 4 for hours and hours and hours. We've been waiting for The Sims 5 for like 10 years. I don't know if it's going to happen. But
seriously, where is it? I also was very much into The Sims at a young age. And I can very vividly recall Sims. Which one had Sims Vacation? Was that Sims 1 or Sims 2? I think it was 1 still.
I think it's 1.
Yeah, there were so many expansion packs and I wanted them all. And Sims Vacation specifically was always the one that would crash our computer. And it was horrible. Yeah. Horrible. Well, okay.
So like, it's kind of funny because I remember for The Sims, you would have to, when you got a new expansion pack, you needed the previous CDs.
Yes, yes.
To reload. But the issue was, like, for whatever reason, my CDs were always scratched. So I always, like, ran into issues. It was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I've always just been computer games. Like, I've never really, I think I played, like, Lego Harry Potter when that came out on the Wii. Mm-hmm. And that was probably the only game that I started from beginning to end. But I'm not a computer game, or not a computer game. I'm not. See, I don't even know the verbiage. I'm not a video game girly. I don't. I've never had any interest in consoles. Gosh, and so this storyline, zero interest for me.
And of course, this was my favorite storyline of the episode. Surprisingly,
yeah, I was very, very interested in the blind date shenanigans. Like that was the only thing that I wanted to watch. And when anything else was on the screen, I was like, snooze.
Yeah. Fair enough. I mean, that's the great thing about us podcasting about this episode is we do have different interests in the storylines. But like more and more, especially with this episode, there's some like weird vibe stuff with Noel and Felicity.
I see it. I was trying to turn my nose and my head to it. I didn't want to see it. I see it now. And I still think it's what we've been saying. Like, I think it's a little bit of like curiosity. Like even today or the other day, I like went on my ex's Twitter, saw that he got a new picture. I was like, who took that picture of you? Like, what is that? Like, where did you get that picture from? So, like, I think that there's an element of that, but then I also think that there is probably some like jealousy vibes.
Yeah, I think it's because the way in which they broke up was so, it feels like a little bit of lack of closure, and they did have a great relationship. So, or at least in their minds, they had a great relationship. Yeah. And so it's easy to go back to that. Well, especially when you're seeing each other all the time. Right. So like we're at Noel and Elena's and they're having dinner and Felicity is over for dinner and like they're hanging out a lot. Right. Because Elena and Felicity are friends and Noel and Felicity are in the same art class. So they're all hanging out as a trio. And let me just say, there is like some mood lighting at this little trio dinner that is like supposed to be very friendly.
Yeah, it was pretty intimate for just dinner. I guess like Elena, I feel like was the one that like put together this little dinner party. And if it was me, I would want it to be like decked out in my best china and like, you know what I mean? Like it, like my best serveware, like put the candles up. So I can imagine that maybe this was, especially when you're 18 or 19, you have your own place for the first time, like you want to feel the adult fantasy. And I guess in our minds when we were kids, adults had fancy dinner parties that were lit by candlelight.
Yeah And like this makes sense to me that they're like, okay, we're adults now, we're gonna like we're not eating at the, you know, dorm cafeteria or whatever the hell it's, mess hall, whatever the hell it's called. We're eating a nice dinner together and Elena is prying because it turns out Ruby had to like go home because like Noel was supposed to be spending time with her. But I love Elena like immediately being like, so Felicity, what's going on? You dating anybody? What's new? and the shadiness constantly from Elena of, well, I can't because I'm busy with pre-med. Remember that, Felicity? Pre-med. I'm so busy. Yeah. You have nothing going on. You have no excuses.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's very passive aggressive. But also, if you can't make little digs at your friends, then I guess who can you make little digs to?
Yeah.
And of course, Elena would be upset because she doesn't have a lab partner, even though she probably could have gone reassigned.
She's getting one this episode at the very least.
Yeah. Thank goodness. So.
Yeah. But she does call out the little looks that are happening, which like, I've noticed. And like, obviously it's very apparent in this dinner. And both Noel and Felicity are like, oh no, you're being ridiculous. We're friends. And Elena spills all the beans like all over the table. She's just like, oh well, Ruby told Felicity that she thought you were hot and it's making her crazy. Oh, and Noel is like worried about the next guy you're gonna date, so that's driving him crazy.
What do you think that Elena was doing here? Like, do you think that she was just like fucking around?
I think Elena can see the writing on the wall, for one. I think Elena's a very blunt, straightforward person. And I think for Elena to be the third wheel, if you will, of like whenever Felicity comes over to their apartment, there's like this awkwardness. There's this little bit of tension. And I think Elena's like sick and tired of it. I think she's like, neither one of you are going to say anything, so I'm going to say something.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I feel like this is so much. I would never do this to my friends, but I would absolutely give major side eye to Elena if my friend did this to me. I'd be like, can you just chill, please, for a fucking second?
I think if I'm Elena, I'm approaching them one-on-one and doing this versus like at the dinner table in front of both of them, because neither one of them is going to admit anything in this setting, right?
No, of course not, because They, especially because, like, yeah, they've lost trust in each other. So I think that Alina could probably get more information, better information, if she divides and conquers.
Certainly. Yeah, especially because then she leaves the room and they're like, oh, someone needs a date. Like,
yeah, they're like, oh, like, Alina's such a problem.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, it's very obvious that there's like something going on, even though Noel is like seemingly dating Ruby at this point. There's certainly like still unfinished business between Noel and Felicity. And then we get into like our proper storyline between Noel and Alina, where Noel bought a PlayStation for $99. Let me tell you, $99 for a gaming console, mm-hmm. unheard of. These days, most are like $400, $300.
Do you think, like, that you can get whatever console this was for $99 today?
Certainly, you could get a regular PlayStation for pretty cheap. Granted, like, it's going to be garbage. Like, it's, you know, the graphics are going to be shit. Like, the actual game is not going to be great.
So he got a good deal. Where did he get this deal from? Like, the streets?
I don't think he said. No.
Okay. All right, so he got a good deal. I think that, I mean, good for him, right? The issue is that he doesn't do anything but play video games, which is, I feel like, the issue. I'm just going to be honest. Mm-hmm. It is so freeing to be in a relationship where there is not video games being played 24/7 mm-hmm. on my television screen. I can live an entire lifetime without hearing like any of those video game noises.
So the interesting thing here is Noel playing the video game, playing Crash Bandicoot on the shared living room television, right? Like, that's where my nitpick comes from. I don't care if you're, like, if you're my roommate and you want to play video games all day, more power to you, like, whatever. But I think if you're hogging the shared television, that's where the problem comes in. But Alina gets on her high horse and talks about how much of a time suck video games are and, like, how they don't teach you anything, which isn't necessarily true. Kind of depends on what you're playing. But Noel, I like this as a storyline and a, like, an anecdote, a personality trait of Noel. I think it makes a ton of sense. He's in graphic design. And this time period, right? Like, when he brings up Super Mario Brothers, like, those are very, he brings up Atari, like, of that generation. I feel like it makes so much sense that Noel would be into those things. So I'm kind of happy we're seeing it because, I mean, I'm trying to remember if, like, video games were ever really talked about on Dawson's Creek. I don't think so. Not a ton on Boy Meets World. So it's interesting to finally get it in a show we're covering.
Yeah, I think definitely more so in Boy Meets World. I'm pretty sure I remember there being, especially in the first season, mm-hmm. video game talk. But yeah, I don't really remember that much video game conversation. I guess for people, especially for people that played these games, it was very entertaining to watch. Of course, like, I think that you really related to, like, the competitiveness storyline of it, mm-hmm. Which was, like, a deterrent for me. But anyway, yeah, Alina's mad because it's in the shared living room, which I guess is my gripe with,
and the sound is on, and, like, she's trying to, like, study. Yeah. Which is so fair, like, and he does mute it, like, to be fair to him, like, he isn't being, like, the world's biggest jerk and, like, turning it up or something.
No. Yeah.
But, so, yeah, so that's gonna be their storyline. We'll get into all of that. And Felicity, as usual, is, you know, speaking to Sally, writing her, doing her little video record or tape recording. And she talks about how it's really sweet that Noel is worried about who she's going to date next. And she's like, and it's so great not dating anybody. Like, there's no pressure. There's no trouble. Sarah, this gives big vibes of the lady doth protest too much.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a brewing. That's the issue.
I think, like, again, Felicity, in my opinion, is a very monogamous girl, right? She's not someone who necessarily is going to date around and date all bunch of people like all at
she's
once or anything.
She's a relationship girly.
She is. And so I feel like when she is saying this, it's like, oh, I don't need anybody. I'm free. I could do whatever I want. And in the back of her mind, I think she's like, okay, but I really would like somebody, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially because she had never been in a relationship before college. And she's experiencing like intimacy and probably like closeness for the first time, especially because we know that she didn't have a lot of friends either. Mm-hmm. So of course I would understand like her trying to get that back. And she's not going to sleep around because like a lot of people love having like a single phase because they can just be completely free, sleep around with who they want. But that's not our girl Felicity.
Exactly. I mean, and I'm not like, listen, I'm not saying there aren't people who do want to be single and, you know, bop around and live a single life. I just don't think Felicity is necessarily that person.
Ben's that person.
Ben is that person, which is a big reason they broke up. But yeah, so Felicity says she's not really interested in dating right now. She goes to art class and meets with Professor Sherman, who is the same professor who did the like critiques in front of the entire class. And Felicity was really like upset about the whole thing. Yeah, she's the devil, according to Sarah's graphic.
Reincarnate. I hate her. Yeah. So were you suspicious when she came around and was like, you're improving so much. Your art is so gorgeous now.
To be honest, I wasn't suspicious right away because we've seen Felicity's art and I thought it was pretty good. And we've seen, not only have we seen her art, we've actively seen her working on it the last couple of episodes. You know, she's sitting on the subway that stopped with a little mirror drawing her own eye. Like, yeah, I just felt practicing. Like we've seen her practice. So it made sense to me that she would be learning. But then as soon as the professor starts asking if she has a boyfriend, I'm like, what is going on right now? Like, this is weird.
Well, would you like it better if it was like, do you have a boyfriend? Because I would love to take you out.
No, I would hate that way more. But I also think this is very awkward and unusual. And in my opinion, if you, Professor Sherman, if you really think that Felicity and your son are going to hit it off, and I don't think that's necessarily true. I think she was kind of like, any port in a storm will do at this point. If you really, though, think that they will connect and they have something in common, wait until the end of the semester when Felicity is done with your class and then say, you know, pleasure to have you here, blah, blah, blah. By the way, if you ever want to be introduced to my son, let me know. It's just so weird that it happens here, especially once we know the circumstances around, like, her son's last breakup and everything. It really felt like she was like, this girl looks desperate for love and attention. Maybe she'll date my son.
I think she was like, you are really, really pretty and mildly talented. And you seem, based on aesthetics only, that you would be a good match for my son.
Okay. Can I say something awful, but like possibly true?
What's that?
Before Felicity cut her hair, she was like a New York 8. Right. But then she chopped all her hair. So she was like, oh, Felicity would never go out with my son. Then Felicity chops all her hair off and she's like a New York 5. And she's like, well, now maybe
now it's okay. Now she's
so
like
rude,
a little,
her hair is awful and I hate it.
She's a little bit more ugly now. So maybe she'll date down. So
what would you do if you were in college and your professor approached you like this?
And I didn't have a boyfriend?
You didn't have a boyfriend. And this is what you know. You know he's a grad student. He's a photographer. And according to his mother, who's very biased, he's funny, sweet, and very attractive. Which
I would go
don't
out.
Don't say
with
that
him.
About your child.
No, you know what's interesting? I volunteer at like a needlepoint shop. And I'm also I'm also involved in my alumni club for Pi-Fi. And so I meet like a lot of people in different generations. And yesterday I was talking to one of the women that's also a Pi-Fi and volunteers at the shop. And we were talking about her sons. And like, it was so interesting just like hearing her talk about like what her sons do, like her sons' girlfriends, like even like the fact that she's like, I've never like even gotten like my son's girlfriends a gifts. Like, I don't know, like, if I should, like, start a blah, blah, blah. But, like, I think the thing is, she did call her son attractive, too. One of them was, the other one wasn't. But nonetheless, I would say yes, 1,000%. Would you say no?
Let's forgive the fact that it's my professor a little bit. Like, I would be weirded out by being approached by my professor, but I also would be a little nervous about a blind date. I don't know. I think it's different if you're approached by a friend and they want to set you up. Mm-hmm. But being approached by someone's family member where there's, like, obvious bias of, like, they're the best person ever is a little weird. And
this is maybe, a product
maybe
I'd
give it a try. I don't know.
You have to. I mean, like, I totally would. I think this is a product, like, maybe of the Jewish community. Like, it is so common for you to be, like, approached at temple and be like, my grandson would be perfect for you. So this isn't, like, uncommon for me to hear about, especially, like, not seeing a picture. I think that, like, maybe, I'm sure Miss Girly Professor had a picture of him somewhere. I think that we could have given, like,
hopefully,
oh, this is what he looks like.
Yeah.
But blind dates are very unique. And, like, I think obviously we don't really do this anymore in this generation, but we do go on dates based off of a picture online that could be altered or could be 5, 10 years old. So in a way, when you're online dating, isn't every date kind of a blind date? Because you don't really know what you're going to actually find on your date.
I think the problem is when you're online dating, generally you're, like, at least talking to the person a little bit before you meet. Whereas this is truly a true blind date where you know almost nothing about who you're meeting. You don't know what he looks like. You don't really, you know, he's a photographer, but that's about it. You've never even spoken to the guy. So it really is a test. And now maybe when I was in college, if I had been single in college, maybe I would have been interested in this. But generally, I don't know. I'd be a little skeptical, I think. But so Felicity says no. She, and it was even worse because when she's telling Elena about this, it's so much worse because she says she doesn't have a boyfriend. And then, which also, Sarah, but sorry, I feel like I'm talking in circles. I feel like it is not fair of the professor to ask the question, are you single, before then asking, do you want to go out with my son? Because if the person says no, then you feel obligated. If you say no, I don't have a boyfriend, then you feel a little bit more obligated to go out with him. And Felicity screws up because she says no, she doesn't have a boyfriend. And then when she turns the professor down, she says the reason is because she has a boyfriend.
Once again, she could have said, oh, it's because I have a girlfriend afterwards. You have a boyfriend? She could have. No. Oh, do you want to go out with my son? Actually, the reason why I don't want to is because I have a girlfriend. There you go.
I mean, nowadays you easily could do that. I think in the 90s, a little bit trickier, certainly.
Yeah. So I think that, I mean, obviously, her excuse is really bad. I think that, like, the biggest worry that I would have is that, like, it wouldn't work out. And we already know that this professor can be a little vicious. Like, am I going to get punished for us not working out? Like, am I going to get a bad grade, or am I going to fail this class because I'm not successfully dating your son? Like, that would be my concern. And maybe
especially
that's something,
because she got an A on the last thing and she's like, is she bribing me? Like, what is the deal with this?
It felt like a bribe. Yeah, it definitely felt like a bribe. I think that I would have probably communicated that to the professor. Be like, the biggest thing that gives me pause is that I don't want this to reflect upon my work or my grades.
Right. Yeah, that's
fair. Or our interactions, because that's how it gets messy. And then I think that you can segue to, can we revisit this at the end of the school year?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I think, like, and Elena, I like that she's having this conversation with Elena, because Elena has a little bit of history with this situation of dating her professor. Now, Felicity doesn't know that. Apparently, Noel's the only one who knows, which is still wild to me.
It's pretty wild. But yeah, it's a nice, like, connecting factor between Noel and Elena. And it makes their friendship seem a lot more genuine, because they kind of just feel like a bunch of randos placed together. Like, Adam hasn't really been paying attention this much to Felicity, but he was watching. He was like, are they dating? And I was like, no, they're just roommates. He was like, that's fucking weird. I was like, yeah, kind of.
I think this episode, though, moved their friendship forward like leaps and bounds, in my opinion. Like, I felt like they actually felt like friends in a lot of the scenes they have together this episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
But while they're talking, Julie comes. So they're talking at like a coffee shop or something. Julie comes in. Lena has to leave. She has to go meet her new lab partner. And Noel's not around. So it's a little awkward between Julie and Felicity. But I liked this. Like, Julie is just like, oh, I have muffins. Like, we can stay and have breakfast together. Like, mm-hmm. It felt like a baby step in the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at least they can be in the same room together without biting their heads off.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big win. Huge win.
And Julie's giving Felicity some advice because Julie talks about how, like, she dated a lot. Like, she likes to go on dates in high school. She doesn't, you know, she talks about how because she just had the breakup and everything with Ben, she doesn't really feel like she's in the right frame of mind. But Julie says, well, you date the B-list people then. Like, you take the people you wouldn't normally go out with. To me, this sounds a lot like practice dating. Like, you're just practicing on these people that you wouldn't actually take seriously.
I've never done this. Have you?
No, not like intentionally. I feel like, so there was a time, I'm very much a Felicity in that I am a person who likes to be monogamous. I like to be in a relationship. I don't really like to date around. And so there was a time in my life where I basically went from having a boyfriend from ages like almost 17 to 21. Mm-hmm. And then I had like maybe a month of being single before I immediately was dating someone else for a mm-hmm. number of years. And then I was single, and I was single for a while. And that was the first time in my adult life where I had been single.
What do you classify as a while?
What do you mean single for a while?
Yeah. Like, is it a year? Is it 6 months? Is it 2 years?
I was single. I was single would be for like, over a year.
Over a year. Cause some people are like single for 10 years. You're like, that's a while. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Probably about I wasn't actively trying to date anybody for like, I'd say like 8 months. Like I was just myself. I didn't go on any dates. And then when I was like, okay, maybe let me try something out. I got on the apps, you know, as one does. And I took some chances. Like I was very, very picky. Like, let's be honest. I'm not someone who really thrives on dating on a dating app. And I don't know. Maybe a lot of people do. Maybe a lot of people don't. But I find it very difficult because we talked about this many times on the podcast. I like to be friends first. I like to really know a person, really trust a person. And so I went out on a few dates and like, maybe I wouldn't normally have gone out with those guys, like if I had met them through other means. But to me, they did feel like practice dates because it's like, okay, this guy's okay, but he doesn't seem like the one for me. And I wouldn't go on another date. You know what I mean? Like, I never went on a second date with a guy that I was like, no, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really interesting. What do you think about Julie's philosophy on like A-list and B-list?
I mean, I think that puts people in boxes, and when you put people in boxes, then you don't see their full potential, honestly. Like, I think that it's kind of like, for me, like good on paper versus, mm-hmm. and I feel as though when you close off certain things, then you just, like I said, you don't see, like in my mind, at one point in my life, I was like, This is a list of everything that I would want in a man. And it was like dark brown hair, light eyes.
Oh, this is like very specific. Okay.
Yeah. Like, you know, over 6 foot, Jewish in some capacity, like likes the Yankees. Like, I had like,
I had like a
whole list. And like, at one point, my best friend Jillian was like, you gotta delete this list. Like, this list is like awful for you because you are,
you're like, limiting yourself.
You're limiting yourself. Yeah. And I think that like, if I think about like, I would have never thought that I would ever have interest in somebody who was younger than me and also, you know, from a different faith than me and X, Y, and Z. And the person that I'm in love with, like, doesn't fit in this list of boxes that I thought were so important. What's important is, like, do they make you laugh? Like, can you trust them? Can you talk to them?
Right.
Like, that's what's important. So, like, I kind of, like, I think that this is, and once again, like, this list was something that I made when I was about Julie's age. So I think at this age, this mentality of A-list guys and B-list guys seem like a lot, like, it makes a lot of sense. But I think, like, as you get older, you have to realize that, like, that's just limiting yourself and it's limiting, like, the potential. But, and also, like, how do you classify somebody as an A-list guy or a B-list guy anyway?
I think the thing is, I think what I take away from what Julie is saying, rather than focusing so much on, like, A-list, B-list, right, I view it as you should go out on some dates, have some fun, view it as practice for the future, right? Exercise that muscle. And I think the way why she's saying that is, like, first of all, she knows Felicity. And if Felicity is only ever going to be like the most monogamous person ever and really limit herself in that, like, she won't date somebody unless, like, she wants to marry them, right? Like, she's not going to date, she dates for marriage. We've talked about this before. And Julie is saying, like, okay, but then if you go like a year, 2 years without dating someone, you kind of forget what it's like. Like, you're out of practice. So why not go have fun? Who cares? I think the way she's viewing B-list is not necessarily like someone who's ugly or someone who you have zero interest in, but dating to date and have fun and not necessarily dating for marriage. And so if I view it from that lens, it doesn't feel as harsh and kind of rude as like an A-list versus B-list thing. I think it's just a matter of saying, like, go date and have fun with some random guys. Why not? Try it out.
And that concept I totally agree with. Yeah, like, that's fine. I think it's the verbiage. And also,
yeah,
like, when Felicity was relaying this whole conversation to Sally and she's like, Noel is an A-list guy. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, is Noel an A-list guy?
I think for Felicity, see, this is where I would say I think for Felicity he is. And I think it's because, and I don't know why I'm admitting this, but like, Felicity and I have a lot in common in that way where for Felicity, he's an A-list. He meets a lot, like, they vibe well together. He's, I mean, Scott Foley, gorgeous man, right? Like, obviously, we can all admit that. I think, like, for her, this is what an A-list man looks like. And she feels like,
looks like as in like the entire picture,
the entire package, like it has everything that she would want in dating someone. And I think combined with that fact is she feels like she fucked it up. She went with Ben. And I think there's always a little piece of her in the back of her mind that's saying, but what if I had gone to Berlin with Noel?
Yeah, I mean, totally. I think that that's, like, once again, we talked about this, like, the sliding doors situation. I think we need to check out that movie, maybe for June.
The Sliding Door?
Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, 1998. Yeah.
1998, yeah. Maybe, okay. Because I think, like, this is kind of relevant of, like,
yeah.
I think it's really, really hard to not think about, like, the what ifs. Like, if I made this one decision, would everything be different?
Yeah.
And I think that, like, yeah, like, Felicity could definitely be running into this thing, especially because how the Ben stuff flopped so quickly and so abruptly, which, once again, she should have expected, especially because of
what happened with Julie.
Like, he ran when it started getting serious. So, like, why would Felicity think that she's any different? Yeah. Besides the fact of, like, you know, you, everybody thinks that they're different.
Oh, but with me, it's going to be different.
It's going to be different. Yeah. Yeah. I think that, he loves you.
He loves me.
I think it's really interesting. And I think, like, I think it's probably the equivalent to calling a guy like a catch, right? Like, Noel's a catch, I guess. In my ideal world, my significant other wouldn't be like a whiny little, like, almost homophobic little bitch, but I mean, different strokes for different folks.
I think so. What's interesting is, because I think it's very funny, because I am team, you know, legally I am team Ben.
Team Ben till the end.
I am team Ben till the end.
Team Noel till the end.
Yes. However, if I was going to say which man fits more into someone I would date, it would be Noel. That's Noel correct. is the guy that I would date. And it's because we've shit a lot on Noel for some of the decisions he's made and his jealousy and all of those issues he's had. But overall, he was a decent boyfriend. Like, he really cared for Felicity up until he was like, but what about my ex?
It's the wishy-washiness that gets me. Like,
oh, me too.
And also, like, he's a little serious. Like, I feel as though, like, I really need a man that makes me laugh. Like, I feel like he made
Felicity laugh a little bit. I don't know.
What are they laughing about? Ha, ha, ha. Graphics. It's
yeah, so funny. They're laughing about graphics.
Look at this meme.
But there's a little bit of an awkward situation where Felicity ends up at work expecting Ben not to be there, because again, she's kind of like crafted her schedule around his, so they don't really have to interact, but he got called in. And so they're working together. She needs help carrying some things, and who's there? But I think her name is Maggie. We need to talk about how old this woman is, because now that it seems like she's going to be sticking around for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's something that needs to be addressed.
I think she's 30.
She looks 30 to me. She looks and acts like a 30-year-old.
Yeah. I mean, 10 years, 11 years of an age difference.
It's to me, like, okay, it's not so much the age thing. It would be if it was illegal. It's not illegal. Everyone's a consenting adult in this situation. However, I am not that far from the age of 30. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Never would I be like, oh, you're a sophomore in college. Yeah. Let me get some of that. No, like, it's not about the age more so than like where you are in your life, and being 30 versus being like pretty much just starting college is so different.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Like, I think it's just like really about like what two people have in common, and I can't see what they want in common unless she just wants to have good sex.
I think she does. She's okay. There's a lot of muffin talk, Sarah. She talks about a muffin and a black coffee, and he offers her, like, you know, a cappuccino. I make a great cappuccino. And she's like, no, I like what I like.
She's like, I like that coffee. And I don't think that we mentioned this before, but this woman is the wife in Meet the Parents, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Meet the Parents and Meet the Fockers.
Meet the Fockers.
She's married to Ben Stiller's character. Yeah. But like, again, okay, it feels it's obviously very flirty, and Felicity notices. She says, I was wondering, you seem to be pretty good with muffins, and I'm trying something new, and I could use your opinion. And he says, on your muffins? And she says, I don't think you've ever tasted homemade muffins like this before. She's talking about her vagina. Let's be real.
And I love it. Good for her.
Yeah, she's like, actually, my muffin, you've never had anything like it.
And I think it's fine. Like, just have casual sex. Like, I think she thinks he's hot. Obviously, he thinks she's hot. I think it's okay.
I do too. And here's the reason why. I don't think she's necessarily she doesn't want a serious relationship. We know Ben doesn't want a serious relationship.
Yeah.
Hot college guy who, like, probably is going to try a little bit harder because you're older. Feels like, why not? Right.
I think so. Now, of course, I like make her, and I think, like, the difference is, like, she's not his professor. She's not, like, she doesn't have, like, something over Ben. Yeah. She just wants to fuck.
There's not an imbalance of power. It's very,
thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the verbiage. I was searching for it and I did not find it. And that's okay, because Not everybody is a genius. So I just like Googled the actress is Terry Polo, mm-hmm. and she was 30 at
oh, perfect.
She was the actress was 30 when taping this. So we yeah. were on the nose.
This tracks. The bigger problem is, right, when Felicity notices this, then we hear her talking to Sally and she says, you know what? Maybe I should date. Noel's dating, Ben's dating, and maybe I should just date.
Yeah, like maybe you should.
This is kind of the wrong reason to do this, but like, sure, Felicity, sure.
I mean, comparing yourself to your peers is definitely a good motivator, I guess. I mean, that's been keeping me going and chugging along for the last 30 yes. years. If it's worked for me, it could work for everybody else. Yeah. Of course, it also comes with depression because you're not on the same train as everybody else. But
yeah,
that's fine. So she changes her mind and goes to the professor and is like, I will go on the blind date with your son. And that turns out to be such a rewarding experience.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. But before we get into that, we have to talk about this interaction between Elena and Noel. And Elena, like, girl, what is this hat? What is this hat? It's like a bucket hat, but like puffier. Like, what are we doing with this hat?
The fashion is questionable. And she's such a beautiful woman. So beautiful.
Yeah, why ruin her head with this hat?
You don't need please. The hat.
Yeah.
I mean, but also, how many bucket hats do you own, Jessica Sterling?
This is not a normal bucket hat, though. This is like,
I don't care. I think that bucket hats, the only thing that bucket hats are good for is a 90s themed birthday party.
The problem is I have a large head and a lot of hair. And when you combine those two factors, it's hard to find hats that fit, and bucket hats fit perfectly.
Have you tried a visor?
I don't like visors.
Have you tried a man's cap?
Yeah, I have a big head. But
have you ever measured yes. the circumference?
I've not measured the circumference of my head, no. But the problem is my husband also has a very large head, and like, mm-hmm. oh my God, my poor vagina is going to be like ripped to shreds with any child we have.
Let's hope for a C-section.
Let's just schedule that bitch right away. Just I mean, like as soon could. As you get pregnant, just be like, excuse me, please, have you seen the size of our heads? Please
how
help.
Big of a baby were you?
I was a small baby. I was only 7 pounds, 3 ounces.
Oh my God, skinny queen.
I was. That was the one and only time.
Were you early?
No, I was about right on time. I might have been 2 days early, but
you
like.
You weren't a leggy queen?
I was very tall.
You were leggy, yeah.
I was leggy, but I was very small. But nowadays, I feel like babies are just massive. Like, I think the times have changed.
Well, okay, so, like, isn't it funny? I think, like, I've seen this meme a lot, or, like, this, like, whole thing where it's, like, you know, almond moms expect their daughters to be, like, tiny little things like them.
Yeah.
But then they marry men that are, like, 6'4".
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, okay, like, how do you expect it to work out that way?
Yeah, it's very ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so Noel is doing the thing that we've all done where he's like in the middle of a level and he really wants to beat it. And he's been like playing this game all day and Elena's giving him a hard time. He gets a phone call from Ruby and he like, he's trying to talk to her and play at the same time. And then he drops the phone. He's like, wait a minute. I dropped the phone. Hold on. I'll be right there. Sarah would be
break up
so mad.
You're done. You're
the relationship
done.
Is over.
I'm done with you. I no longer want to participate in this thing. Like that was like the also the annoying part. It's like, why would you rather play this fucking video game than be like balls deep in me? You know? You know
that
what I mean?
Statement truly came out of nowhere. I don't think he does want to meet up with her. I think he's just in the
put
middle
down
of the level.
The fucking game.
But the problem is just pause the game is the thing. You literally can pause the game. It'd be different if he was playing like Mario Kart against others.
The whole thing. Oh, I gotta get to a save point. It's like fuck off.
I don't know. Point. I thought it was very funny, especially because then Elena picks up the controller and Oh my God. Noel gets so mad. He's like, what are you doing? You're ruining everything.
It's a game. I can't. Like, I literally can't with men like this. The fact is, I dated somebody for 16 years. I put it up with it. I said nothing the entire time. And maybe that's why I'm so exasperated by the whole thing now. Mm-hmm. But like, it's a game. It's a game. It's a game. I think I just malfunctioned.
Do we need to restart you? Where's the reboot button?
Where's the factory reset? Okay, whatever. Yes, Elena picks up the game. Naturally, she's better than Noel.
Because she's incredible.
Everything. At everything. She's already better at him than the game. At the game.
Elena feels like an efficient queen. And for that, I will love her forever. I love efficiency. I think it's like one of my favorite. I've recently discovered this about myself, that I think efficiency is one of my favorite things. Yeah. If there's a more efficient way of doing something, I will always try to find it.
Yeah.
And I love that about Elena.
I'm kind of like a robot. Like, I am set to do something a certain way, and I will do it the same way, no matter what.
There was it was funny because my husband yesterday was asking me, how are you so fast at doing the dishes? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, why are you so slow?
When I was a hand washer, I would be like,
hours.
I'm like, Jess, I'm going to go do the dishes now. And then you're like, okay, see you, talk to you later. And then it'd be like 2 hours later. I'm like, okay, I just finished the dishes.
Like, what's wrong with you? How does it take you that long to do the dishes? And here's the thing. And maybe this is partly the reason, I think, but can't be the whole reason. When you're washing your silverware, like if you're hand washing your silverware, which we don't have a dishwasher, okay, people, listen, it's all I want in life, but we don't have one.
Yeah.
When you are hand washing your silverware, I grab like at least 4 of those suckers and I'm doing them all at once, you know?
Oh.
And then I'm rinsing them and they're done. But my husband will do them one at a time. And it's the least efficient thing I've ever seen. It's not like when he eats off of a fork I've washed, it's dirty. It's clean. It's perfectly clean. Why can't you just grab a handful and just slather them up?
How clean is it? I don't know.
Very clean. There's no food on them. That's the whole point.
Is there spots?
No, because we also don't have a ton of counter space, so we have to hand dry everything like right away. We can't just like leave it out. So there's no water spots or anything. Like, the thing is I'm also very pro rinse. Anytime I'm putting anything in the sink, I'm giving it a quick rinse because I don't want that gunk all dried up later.
That's huge.
It's part of the efficiency. I'm just saying, efficiency is important.
Yeah. It's important.
This professor has some gall, Sarah. The nerve. Felicity says yes to this date, and she says, oh, could you wear something light? You have a beautiful face and it should be lit, and a little color on your lips would be great. I'm turning the date down right there. I'm saying fuck off.
She's not wrong.
I know
I agree with you. The thing is that this is a glimpse into what her mother-in-law could potentially be like,
and her son is related to this lady.
That's true. Exactly. So, just some advice, you know, a little advice. Uh-huh. It's fine.
This guy, Carl.
Is that the son's name, Carl?
No. This is the blonde guy who eats his own hair, who has like Micah.
He's
why is he around all the time?
I don't know. He's irrelevant to me.
I just wish he wasn't around all the time.
He's our new guy.
I guess so.
Why couldn't we just keep Guy?
Guy probably got arrested. Didn't he do bad things?
I have no recollection of what Guy did.
He owed a bookie money, didn't he?
Oh, so he probably got offed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His kneecaps are now gone.
Yeah. All right. Oh, well. Bye, Guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like Megan as an RA / Felicity as an RA. It's stuff that I don't really care about. Are we at the blind date yet, Jessica? Where's the blind date?
All right. So there's a whole thing with Megan. She didn't write down the message. She doesn't know where Felicity's supposed to be going to meet this guy. Whatever. No one really cares. But Megan is like, this is not going to work out because why is his mommy setting him up on a date? This is not okay.
I mean, facts. Yeah, facts. Yeah,
why is he single? Why is his mom setting him up? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then Elena and Noel are fighting over the video game. Sarah hates the storyline. I think it's fun. But it's very obvious Elena has been playing on her own time, yeah. Which I love.
Yeah, and naturally she's very, very good at it, and she probably got past the level for Noel that he was stuck on.
Yeah, he's been practicing.
Yeah, yeah. But are you not concerned about that her schoolwork is going to be slipping?
No, and here's why. Because Elena is a queen, and I think we know she has a reward system, right? Like, remember this from season one?
Yes.
She says, after I do this, I get an M&M. This is how I live my life as well, which is why I know Elena's fine, because she's going to basically be like, I will write this essay, or I will do this lab project, and then I will get an hour of playtime, and then I will go back to working. I feel like she's very good at the balancing. Wow. So I don't think she'll have any issues.
I need this in my life.
It's the best. You have to treat yourself at times in life, you know, like when you're like, oh, I have to go grocery shopping, I don't want to, pick up yourself a little treat while you're there, and you reward yourself for doing it.
It's the opposite. Like, I'm all for treats and less for the work.
Well, that's why you need to do the work to get the treats. You can't just have the treats, because then it's not a treat.
I know. I know.
I love to treat myself. It's like when I have to go to the grocery store that I hate going to, I will always buy myself lunch while I'm there, because I earned it.
Yeah. Good. You did earn it. A little treat.
Yeah. But Noel's upset. He doesn't like this. Now it's time for blind date time, Sarah.
Blind date.
So lead us through this blind date.
It's shit. I don't know. basically, excellent. she goes there, and she's trying to like have conversation. She's trying to,
working overtime on this.
She's doing her work to be a good date, asking questions, asking about his family, asking about his travels. And he's giving like one word answers. And she's like, what the fuck is going on here? He's being very, very rude. The waitress comes over, and they speak French to one another. And basically he's just like, I'm so fucking bored. Like, save me from this.
Yeah, he's like, give me enough drinks to where I'll forget about this date.
So rude. He's not trying at all. He's just being an asshole. Mm-hmm. It's very entertaining to watch, because like Felicity obviously is shocked that he is not like at her feet, like worshiping her.
I just think like she's shocked that this is how this guy would act on a date. Like, this is such bad form.
Yeah, like he is pissed to be there. So she excuses herself, gets up, tries to call Elena. Elena's way too busy playing her video game. Doesn't pick up. She calls Julie and is like, Julie, this date is a disaster. And Julie's not that helpful.
Yeah, she says, my B-list date, now I finally know what B stands for. And she's just like, he's the worst. I don't think he understands the concept of a date. One of my favorite lines from this entire episode is when Julie asks what he looks like, and Felicity answers, nothing that makes up for his behavior.
that's a good line. Like, rip him to shreds. And she's just like, just go, just leave. And
great call.
I do agree with. Yeah, like, just you're having a bad time.
Get the fuck out of there. Like, this guy doesn't deserve your time or attention if he's treating you like this.
No. So she takes the advice. She gathers her jacket and her bag, and she speaks in French back to him. And what's the line? Because it was so good. And I love the fact that she speaks French and knew exactly what he was saying, and then speaks it back to him and is like, fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. She says, I've never been on such a bad date. What else does she say? Never. And then she just leaves.
Yeah.
Never been on such a bad date.
And he looks shook. And I think that this, I guess, is what actually attracted him to her.
I hate this. I hate this so much that it's just like, oh, I needed someone to snap me out of me being a fucking dick. Like, no, you knew what you were doing. You were sabotaging this date from the onset, And then when she gets upset and leaves, then you're like, oh, yeah. Wait, what did I just do? Fuck off. 0% chance I'd ever give this motherfucker a second shot.
Yeah. I mean, he was really, really, really being a horrible dick to her.
Yeah, he's terrible. He's truly awful. Like, it's not just that. It's if he wants to be a little disconnected during a date because maybe he's not ready to date yet, that's one thing. But he was all out rude to her. And yeah. That is, like, in my opinion, unforgivable on a first date. Like, that's your first impression? Like, it's terrible.
Yeah. And, like, the fact that he was talking shit with the waitress.
In a different language, assuming she wouldn't understand.
Yeah. And being like, you are beneath me. It was exactly. Really, really god awful.
Yeah. Not great. So. Hated it. Yeah, but
it was not great.
Ben's going to enjoy some muffins.
Hey, we're going to get some muffins.
And yeah, this is how I was like, I confirmed to myself that that she definitely met her muffins. Vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she's like, oh, I'm all out of muffins.
I love how he's like, but where's the muffins? I thought yeah. I was getting a muffin. Like, he could not figure out what she meant.
And she says, oh, I'm all out. You want to try an apple tart?
Yes.
Who loves a tart? She's using the most, like, yeah. Sexual, you know what I mean? Like, and she yes. Feeds it to him.
Oh, my gosh. What a little whore. I love yeah. It.
Yeah. Yeah. But unfortunately, she gets, like, an emergency catering situation.
Okay. What's an emergency catering situation anyway?
Also, can I ask, like, a really stupid question?
Yes, please.
The whole impetus for them meeting was she needed to order cookies and brownies for a party.
Yeah.
She's a caterer. And she's yeah, talking about muffins and tarts. Why didn't she make them?
There was like an emergency.
Oh, so she didn't have the supplies or something.
She had to. She's not the best caterer. I'm starting to think that, like, maybe she's just a sex worker. Claiming to be.
I mean, she was in a commercial kitchen.
So
this is a very big con just to fuck Ben. Who would yeah. Fuck her anyway?
Maybe she is like a cam girl and she does like, oh, I
didn't exist.
I'm then. Going to bake the tarts naked on the cam.
Oh yeah, she's gonna do one of those things where she like sits on one. Like yeah. For yes. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. That tart was yeah. Pretty small, though. I honestly, though, might be boob sized. Those tarts that she had.
There we go. There yeah. We go. What a win. What a win.
But they agree they're going to go out to dinner the next night, which I'm like, yeah. Just do drinks because that's quicker to the sex, which well, seems no. Like what you're interested
yeah.
In.
Yeah. No, we definitely 1,000% want the full ass dinner.
Mm-hmm. Full ass indeed. Oh. I like the way they did the next shot where Annalena and Noel's apartment, but before we see them, we hear, okay, faster, faster, a little to the left.
Yes,
faster.
Yeah. And it's like, well, you know, we can only hope that they are getting intimate, but no, they're still playing the stupid game. And Noel's playing it and he is sucking so bad at it. And Elena's like, basically bullying him is like, you are doing a terrible job.
I love it.
We get the knock on the door. Elena takes over and it's Felicity. And Felicity is here for Elena to complain about her date, but they're more interested in playing the video game because they're terrible friends at this moment and they're addicted to the screens.
Yeah, they won't stop playing the video game long enough to have a conversation with Felicity. And Noel's doing the thing, which drives me a little bonkers when you watch people on TV faking playing video games, where he's like turning his hands with the controller, even though that does nothing and no one does that. That's like under the age of 45. Is a minor nitpick that really gets on my nerves.
All right. I didn't pick up on this. Mm-hmm. Alina's hair is so cute in this scene.
I love this little side pony situation.
She has like, yeah, her hair is half up, half down, and it's like a side pony that's up. It's adorable. Yeah. So much cuter than Felicity's fucking hair. God.
Seriously though. But Felicity wants to go out tonight and neither Noel nor Elena want to because they're too busy playing the game. And Felicity is so ticked off. She's just like, okay, bye.
Bye. See you later. So she goes back to her room. She's on a MacBook, like the MacBook.
Yeah, like the Carrie Bradshaw. MacBook.
Yeah. MacBook. Well, it's like the colorful one. And yes. It's like, oh, you're a Mac girl now?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
was she always a Mac girl?
Influenced by no.
Yeah. Megan comes home and is talking to Felicity. I think Felicity talks about how bad the date was. But then guess who shows up at the door?
As she's bad-mouthing him. I thought this was so funny. And he's just like, oh, like, you know, I'm really sorry. I wanted to know if, like, you wanted to go out again. And I like how Felicity, like, you know, was really harsh to him. She Good. Says, like, you think I'd ever want to go out with you again after last night? She says, usually in a conversation, there's give and take. You had the take part really well down. You were self-absorbed, bad-mannered, and bitter. And so the answer to your question is no.
Good. Yeah, I love the gall that Felicity has. And I love Megan watching Felicity in these moments.
Megan loves this.
Megan loves. I think, like, the reason why Megan hasn't, like, you know, ditched Felicity completely is because she loves to watch the drama that Felicity brings in.
Yeah, she would be missing out on all this drama if they weren't roommates. So she gets a front row seat to the show.
Yeah, I really, Megan's facial expressions in this scene was incredible. Mm-hmm. And he kind of grovels a little bit. He's like, please let me make it up to you. And does he explains, like, what his situation is. Like, he just got out of a breakup.
Right. So he was in France and his girlfriend, who he'd been going out with for a year, was supposed to meet him there and they were going to travel together, but she didn't show up. And instead of showing up to see him, she was getting married to his best friend.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess I would be a little bit bitter, but also it's kind of like almost the Noel perspective.
Right. Except Noel and Ben weren't best friends.
But
so that's more hurtful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he, I guess it's been, but the thing is this didn't happen last week. This happened months ago and Felicity had nothing to do with it. And I just feel like, why are you taking it out on her on your first date? You know?
Yeah. Because he's not ready to move on. And he got forced into a date by his mother and he is pissed and probably hates all women. If I had to make an educated guess.
Yeah. And so Felicity's left kind of just like standing there and thinking. We are back to, I think her name is Maggie and Ben. And they're talking about, like, oh, where they live. And it, like, it's really interesting. Ben offers, oh, do you want to come up for some coffee? Which mm-hmm. we all know what that means. You want to come up for some late night coffee?
Yeah, some coffee with some coffee cake.
Them cakes.
The cake.
Maybe a little muffin. The problem is that Sean is working on his smoothies recipe. And I love that we haven't lost smoothies in all of this.
No, it seems like this is like the thing that he's going to ride or die over. And he hears that she's a caterer and is like, wait, let me introduce you to smoothies. Uh-huh. Yeah. If you have this as a condiment, it can go huge in your catering business. And she does try it. And Ben's like, you don't have to try it. Mm-hmm. It looks pretty gross, but also it's, I don't know. It's just ketchup and mayo, I think.
It looks like that. Yeah.
She hates it.
Yeah. I mean, fair enough. Right?
It needs help. It's like a little clumpy, chunky. It's too chunky. I think that might be the issue.
Yeah. And I feel like in this moment, Maggie realizes, like, wow, I am seeing a college student. Like, I feel like this is kind of what pushes her over the edge a little bit.
Yeah, but Sean is, like, is older than Ben.
I know, but he's acting, like, juvenile, right?
I don't think so. He's trying to come up with, like, a good invention. And then, oh my gosh, Ben goes in for a kiss, and it's, like, that is an awkward kiss.
It was the most awkward kiss. I could not handle this kiss. It's, like, I feel like, okay, usually in a consensual kiss, Yeah. It's not usually like 90-10. Like usually it's like 60-40. Like someone leans in and the other person like leans back. She didn't really lean in. She just kind of stands there and he like kisses one of her lips almost, like the top lip. Like he centers too much on the top lip and it just it looks uncomfortable. It's bad.
She kind of just like floppy fished it,
She Joey Pottered it. She dead fished the kiss.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to do absolutely nothing. You're going to do all of the work. So she wasn't feeling it.
And she does ask how old he is.
He's like, old enough.
Yeah, and then he shuts the door and they obviously fucked because we're in the next morning and she's getting ready to leave. And she says like, oh, like he wants to see her again. And she's like, I don't think this was a good idea. Like we got caught up in the moment. And he's like, I don't care about your age. And she says, yeah, it's not that. I gotta go. Now, is he bad at sex? What's the deal here?
I don't think he's bad.
He doesn't look like he'd be bad at sex.
I don't think he's bad.
But that kiss left a lot to be desired.
I just think that, like, she was just in it for the sex. And she's like, I am leaving now. I am in a child's room. There is clothes on the floor, college books on the bookshelf. Like, I need to get out of here.
Yeah. Like, I think once was enough for her. Like, been there, done that sort of thing.
Yeah. But she wanted a taste of the muffin, not the whole.
She wanted him to taste the muffin.
Yeah.
Do we think we're going to see her again?
Maybe once more.
I think we'll see her at least a couple more times.
I think it's good for. I think it's great for Ben's ego to get rejected or dumped instead of him dumping. You know, bring him back to earth a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, yeah. So she leaves. Then we're back in Megan and Felicity's dorm. And why is this blondie bringing a broken refrigerator into the RA's room as if it's their problem?
I thought that Megan stole the refrigerator so that they can have two fridges.
No. He says the repairman is coming to look at it and he's very concerned because if food is not in a refrigerator properly, if it's not the right temperature, then bacteria can grow.
That is true. But then doesn't Megan close the door on him and say, now we have two refrigerators and we don't have to share? She's like, my panties can fully go in here.
My panties are going to be for rigid.
And you are not going to be complaining at me. So this is a big win. Yeah. It's a funny continuation from the first season where they did have to share the fridge.
I did like that. Yeah. Okay. Well, how do we feel about, what is this guy's name? David? David bringing Felicity. He goes to her place of work and he brings her cookies and flowers to apologize.
I mean, I like gifts. So I don't know. I feel as though he's like really, really trying. I just feel like Felicity, sure. Like, I think at this point, like, this is the second attempt at making it good. I guess she can just go on one more date with him. It's fine. You're over it. Like, you're like, get out of my fucking face.
Oh, I've not gone on second dates for much less than this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I can't, like, I think I've told this story that, like, the first date I went on after I was single for a long time, I felt like the guy lied to me about not having a car because, like, when we met there, we had talked about where we had parked. And it was really weird because then later on in the date, he was like, oh, sometimes girls think this is a deal breaker, but I don't own a car, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, he definitely told me he parked somewhere. And that was weird. And I was like, out.
How did he get there?
I think an Uber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why didn't he have a car?
Because he was like very wanted to be financially stable, and so he didn't want to have like a car payment and everything for the time being, which is fair enough. But
yeah, but then don't lie about
that's
parking.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I was out. But I do love when Felicity literally tells this man about B-list people.
Yeah, and she's like, and you're a B-list person, so I guess I'll go on a date with you.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, so you also like broke up with someone recently and I was your B-list person. And she's like, yeah.
Yeah. I think he respects that. I don't know. I'm intrigued by David, if that's his real name. And I'm interested to see where it's going. Like, I don't think I mind a snarky relationship between Felicity and another man. But yeah, I'm interested. I think that we need to see him on a proper date where he's not a dick face. And I think that maybe I can forgive him for his behavior.
I feel like they're going to give us a little bit of a redemption with this guy, but
yeah,
I
totally.
He's a dick. I don't know.
You hate him. You hate him.
I do not like him.
This is actually my favorite part, I think, of the Felicity, of the Elena and Noel storyline, because she's like, they can't get past the thing, past a level.
A level.
Mm-hmm. And Elena's like, okay, I will call my resources. And
yeah, I think her cousin help. Or something.
I'll
call
my cousin. And the cousin turns out to be a child. And Noel, like, flips out on the kid. And he winds up crying, which I thought was hilarious.
It was so funny.
That was very
It's
funny.
Ridiculous. But, like, this is so relatable because – back in the day, like nowadays, there's walkthroughs online. You can watch YouTube videos on how to beat levels. Like, it's very easy to like actually figure out how to beat a level. Back in the day, we didn't have those resources. So you either had to know someone who'd played the game and have them tell you how to do it, try until you figured it out, trial and error. Or they used to have these little like magazines that would have like walkthroughs on games that I would get. So, but they need help and this is their only way to get help. Like, it's so, it is very relatable for anybody who played video games back in the day. I thought it was very funny.
Did you get help?
I know we had a little like gamer manual thing for one game, but I'm like blinking on what game it was. I wasn't ever super into the sort of games that they're playing where it's very level based. Like, I did play a lot of Mario, but there's never like, this is a secret, this like place you have to go, you know? So no, not particularly. I liked more games like Sims, like you played. I played a lot of Harvest Moon. There's not really like nowadays there's like wikis for that stuff, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I usually just played. What do you think about this conversation between Ben and Felicity? Does it feel awkward to you where they talk about going on dates?
A little bit. I think it is. It's an awkward conversation to have, but like usual, I think Ben's just like here for like the vibes and he's not too bothered by any of it. He's like, yeah, like I've been going on dates. I'm dating an older woman. Yeah, everything's chill.
Yeah, I love how Felicity says like, oh, I didn't mean old. Not old in a bad way.
He's like, no worries, like peace sign, everything's Gucci. I don't know, Ben is just like such, he's just vibing out at all times. It's so funny. I don't think it's anything so really bothers him.
Yeah, I think he wants it to be chill between them, but Felicity's a little bit too awkward about it for it to be chill between them.
Yeah,
I feel like we get a very stark contrast between the like joking between Felicity and Ben, and then when Ben goes home and has a conversation with Sean, it's much more like natural and funny, where Sean says, oh, your mom called.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Talk about funny.
Yeah, and he says, oh, I think she's like a little out of your league though.
He's like, yeah, he's like, your mother. He's like, my mom? He's like, no, your lover called. Good one, Sean.
Yeah, yeah. So Felicity and David's second date seems to be going better than their first because he's actually talking. Surprise, surprise. It's actually a better date now.
And I feel like they're getting on much better.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're
talking about his photography.
Yeah.
And apparently that, like, his mom wanted him to be an artist, but he wanted to be a photographer, which, like, to be honest, they're not like that far apart. It's not, you know, it's not like a doctor and an artist. It's,
I know they're
very close together.
I mean, they're in the same hemisphere. So it's just like, I mean, photography is art, but whatever, I guess to her, who is literally the devil, that is a lesser art.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah. It's, but they seem to, it seems to be going well. Also, the other thing we didn't necessarily talk about was in the scene where Elena and Noel are calling her, like her little cousin or whatever, Noel's hair is fully, it looks like he's been putting his hands into it and like pulling them out because it's like all spiked up everywhere.
He's stressed, stressing. It's funny. I guess it's a funny storyline.
It is. It's great. I'll
admit it. But also, I just like can't relate because I don't like video games.
And yeah, Noel yells at the 7-year-old, makes him cry.
Hilarious. Yell at all the kids. They suck.
Yeah. We get a slow-mo of like the ending of Felicity and David's date. He grabs her hand as they're walking, but he doesn't lace fingers. It was just, it was like a kindergarten handhold, you know?
Yeah.
So not quite there yet. But they both said they had a great time.
They are going to have, we're going to have like a nice little arc with them.
Yeah, I don't see this lasting a very long time, but I'd give it 5 episodes.
Yeah, maybe 3, like a 3-episode okay. arc. That something like that.
Yeah.
I don't mind. Well,
especially because of the way we end the episode where Felicity goes over to Nolan and Elena's and she's like, oh, I just wanted to see if you were still playing that video game. And, you know, Elena's not there. And so they have a little bit of a conversation because Noel bought the It Girl's Guide to Video, some book for Ruby. And she asks, like, oh, what did you get up to tonight? And instead of being honest and saying, I went on a date, she says, oh, I went to go grab some dinner. And they decide they're going to go get coffee together. And Felicity says to Sally, I don't know why I didn't tell him about David. I guess it just didn't seem very important. Talking about B-list people with an A-list guy.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like this for Felicity. And the reason I don't like it for Felicity has almost nothing to do with Noel himself. It's more that she's prioritizing a man that is already dating somebody else.
Yes.
And it just, it feels bad on all accounts. It feels bad for David, who already sucks, but like she's still going to be leading him on when she has feelings for Noel still.
It's that. And it's also like, once again, you are putting David like below another person, Noel.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. Like, I don't like the ranking of it all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
unfair. And I'm a girl that loves rankings.
You do love
rankings. I think I'm a little reformed on the rankings. Like, I haven't been doing it a lot, right?
Look at you. You haven't.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just like a little over it.
Wait, is May Metal May or was it March? Was it Metal March?
It's Meddling May. No Metal May.
Almost through it though. Metal May.
No Metal May. Yeah.
Got it. So Meddling starts in a couple weeks again.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Yeah, No Metal May. I cannot believe it's been a year since No Metal May. So No Metal May, basically, my now partner Adam and I are notoriously the biggest meddlers, and we love a bit.
Love stirring that shit up.
We love to stir a little stuff up. And back before we were just very platonic best friends, we were like, we are not going to meddle this month. No meddle May.
Yeah.
And we were like, this I think spurred from the platonic podcast. Because we were two platonic best friends just podcasting about platonic things.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at us.
There you go. Growth. Love to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we're off meddling.
Anyway, who do we want to win this episode? Who won? Who won Crash?
Felicite.
Yeah. I think she stood up for herself in a really nice way. I don't really like the way she ended things, though. So that kind of stinks. But...
Do you have an argument for somebody else?
Not particularly. Like, Elena and Noel, I feel like I really enjoyed watching them, but I don't know that either one of them, like, earned points from me, really.
Yeah.
I mean, Ben had sex. Good for him, I guess.
Yeah. So did I, you know?
No, I think Felicity is fine. I think, like, I liked how she went off on the guy. Although, there is an argument to be made that Julie gave her really good advice. Like,
Julie was in this episode for 1 second.
All right, well, then we'll give it to Felicity.
Forget you.
All right, let's get into some feedback. We do have a voicemail from Temi. Let's see what he had to say.
Temi's going to speak French.
Oh, he's definitely going to speak French. All right, we're going to need a translator. Everyone get ready.
Hi, ladies. Ben, I'm not going to pay for the coffee and the muffin. I paid you already with smiles.
Smiles.
I'll mention you on the...
And sex. Okay.
Receipt survey. Oh, yeah. There's no receipt. I'll fuck your manager. I'll fuck you. I mean, I'll talk to your manager.
Whoa! Javier!
Ben, trading smiles with Felicity later in the episode. What a guy. Another point in the Ben is like Pacey discussion. Crash Bandicoot, played by Noel in this episode, was what Pacey was pretend playing after the Witch Island episode.
Oh, right.
When Dawson caught Pacey in his bedroom at the start of that particular episode.
Yeah.
Jen and he were making out on Dawson's bed.
Yes.
Before Dawson came in. Out, in, out.
Temi! What? In, out, out, in.
You want to hear something impressive that I'm just going to say?
Yeah.
I believe that was season 3, episode 8.
Wow. Look at you. So impressive.
I know you love that episode. So 3 episode references for Dawson's Creek there. I know I'm pandering to you both with these Dawson's Creek references.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Panderers would be a pretty cool nickname for the Pacey Andy fans, so.
Panderers, that's fun.
And I guess that guy is hot enough for Felicity to excuse his behavior. the false starts me cute. Trichinosis is caused by roundworms, not bacteria, my guy.
Oh, that's the fridge thing.
I just thought this was a very funny episode with Elena and Noel.
Yeah.
There's a look Elena has on her face when she's not listening to Felicity because she's so engrossed in the game. Very funny episode. Super great episode. Merci. Salut. Bye.
A little French.
Well, a little teensy tiny.
A little
merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. Je suis la jovie.
I don't know what you just
said. There was like this, the Muffy, like there was a commercial in the 90s.
It's Muffin, Sarah, Muffin.
And it was like Duolingo before Duolingo was a thing, or like Rosetta Stone was a thing. It was like teach kids French. And it was like, je suis la jeune fille. I am a young girl. So that's what it was.
Fun. Okay. We also have feedback from DBK.
He sent in, a little mad at us.
Probably. He sent us both an audiogram and a message. I'm going to read the message first. So he was listening to the commentary, and he said on one of them with I'm just going to say the character names because I'm not good at the actor names. Felicity and Ben both commented on how much they liked the pictures and song in the open credits. And apparently Scott Foley also said the same thing, which we strongly disagree, right, Sarah?
Blue, 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 blue.
Da-do-da.
It's so bad, but okay.
The rumor about the haircut, urban legend, that Kerry Russell just came back from break with the haircut. Also, this one from Dear Felicity Pod.
Dear Felicity Pod is the one where they're getting a lot of the actors.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Apparently Scott Foley dumped Jennifer Garner because she got famous.
Oh.
But when she was on the podcast, she spoke very glowingly about Scott Foley. So he thinks Jennifer Garner is the best human ever. I feel like that's canon. Like, it seems like she is a really nice person.
Jennifer Garner, she went through it. She had to date Ben Affleck, get married to Ben Affleck, deal with his issues, and then get dumped for Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
And then she has her daughter Violet that looks exactly like her.
And they seem to be nice little co-parents. They just like doing
they do well. Yeah. Like, she really does seem like probably the nicest people. One of the nicest people in Hollywood.
Unlike J-Lo. I don't think J-Lo seems very nice.
I've never heard anybody talk about J-Lo, actually.
Okay. Maybe not. We also got a voicemail from DBK, so let's see how mad he is at us.
What up, though, ladies? Crash. Crash Bandicoot episode. I bet you didn't have that on your bingo card.
Did not.
And I believe Jessica Sterling is a Crash Bandicoot fan. I think you mentioned this
Never played it.
Way back in the day. Maybe I'm wrong. But that's why I thought you'd like this episode. Clearly, David sucks. He should never get a second date.
Yes!
But what are we thinking of David, I guess? She tries to call. Obviously, Felicity tried to call Elena first. And then she just said you guys because Noel lives there, I think. But she did call Julie. Julie gave some sound advice. Mm-hmm. The friendship is building. I guess I should be happy.
Mm-hmm.
What do we think of blind dates, good or bad? Are we team Julie that they're like fun and exciting, or are we team Megan that they're terrible ideas? I think I lean more team Julie on this one. And then I'm curious of what you think of the whole AB guy thingy that Julie proposes, because I feel like you probably like loved it when Julie said it, and then. As you've known to do on the pod sometimes, I feel like when Felicity uses it at the end of the episode, I feel like Jess is definitely going to be like, hey, Noel's not an A-plus guy.
Oh, that was Sarah.
I said that this time.
Not the case, but we will see. We will see. Until next week, ladies. Peace.
I love getting DBK to ever make predictions about what we're going to do, because sometimes he's spot on and sometimes he's, they're the opposite reaction.
I do think that we both think, I think I was like, give a blind date a go. Why not? You're like, it's kind of creepy.
I mean, I think where I land is it depends on the person who's setting you up on a blind date. I think you have to trust the person that's setting you up, and it should not be your professor. I think if it's a friend trying to set you up on a blind date, that's one thing. I think family, it gets a little bit trickier because the family, I would put out there that some family members don't actually know you on like a very deep level. You're just related. And so I don't think that's necessarily always a good idea. I think in terms of the A-list and B-list thing, I viewed it as, practice dating, which is fine. I think it's ultimately fine.
Yeah. I just don't think that you should put people in such like strict boxes, especially because then you're not giving them a real chance.
This is very fair. Yeah. I need to know what Julie did to DBK in a prior life. He hates her, and I can't tell if it's because of something she hasn't done yet or he just doesn't like her because of stuff she's already done. I don't know.
The fact that maybe he just didn't like her when she was a Power Ranger?
Oh, could be. He didn't like the Pink Power Ranger.
Yeah.
Anti-Pink Power Ranger. It's possible.
I'm not quite sure. Yeah. I will figure it out one day. But also, he hated Pacey. So, no, he didn't.
Yeah, I think he hated, just hates who we like.
No, he hates Joey. He hated Joey. He liked Pacey, but with Andy.
He really hated
Which Joey. You were correct about, actually.
Pandy?
Pandy. I think that Pandy was the best couple.
Pandy ended up being the best couple, I think.
I think so. Yeah.
Until they ruined Andy, but that's whatever. We forget those times. All right, Sarah, do you want to know what next week's episode is titled?
What's it called?
The Love Bug.
A love bug?
Someone's been bitten by the love bug. Who's falling in love? Who's been bitten?
Everybody.
Everybody? Not a specific character.
Everybody. Yeah, maybe Felicity. Maybe Noel. I don't know. Maybe everybody's in love. Is it Valentine's Day?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of where we are in the timeline. I don't think enough time has passed.
No, I don't think so.
They haven't gone to like Christmas break or Thanksgiving break yet. I don't know. Like, what if Elena gets a little partner? That'd be nice.
That'd be very nice. It's about time.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll cover that next week. with a special guest, which is ever so fun. We love having special guests. If you want to send in feedback, shenaniespod.com. We have a voicemail option. You could also email us, shenaniespod@gmail.com. We love feedback. Check out the Buffy coverage we also have going on. We recently covered the Buffy movie, which, a little bit of a spoiler alert, neither one of us hated it. And I think a lot of people hate it. So give it a shot. You know, give it a little second chance.
Yeah.
Beyond that, you can hear me on Talking Shit, talking about Schitt's Creek. And then, of course, with Sarah over on Whirlwind Podcasts, talking about Pretty Little Liars Summer School.
Yeah.
Which has been a lot of fun. And if you don't like scary things, I feel like you'd be fine. It's not that scary. And it's very silly, and we're really enjoying it. So go check out that coverage. And Sarah, what else do you have going on over at Whirlwind?
Yeah. Previously on Shameless is still going. It's been a lot of fun recording with Todd and Adam. And we also have a lot of exciting stuff. Pushing Daisies, Veronica Mars, the new Doctor Who episodes that have been airing. And tuning in with Todd and Tommy, some cartoons, lots of good stuff over at Whirlwind. So check it out, Whirlwind Pods.
Incredible. All right. Well, that is all we have this week. So come back next week to hear us talking about the Love Bug. And until then, everyone, have a good one. Bye.
Just ask. Shit 90 shows taught me.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.